and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Southern Californians are back on high alert for powerful winds that could fan the wildfire flames and potentially create new ones. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Strengthening winds, lowering relative humidity, and warm temperatures are going to contribute to this extreme fire behavior, which is going to be redeveloping through the day.
A Senate confirmation hearing set to begin in an hour for Pam Bondi, Donald Trump's pick for attorney general. CBS's Nicole Killians on Capitol Hill.
Certainly when it comes to the president-elect's position around the Justice Department, he has made clear that he believes the Justice Department has been weaponized against him.
After questioning Pete Hegseth,
will you support women continuing to have the opportunity to serve in combat roles?
Republican Joni Ernst, Senate's first female combat veteran, tells Des Moines WHO radio she'll vote to confirm the former Fox News host for defense secretary. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee met last week. One agenda item included discussing a request from Alderperson Madeline Palmquist on options for an ATV and UTV ordinance in the city. There was an ordinance on the ballot in November, and all but one district voted against it. Alderperson Ryan Austin, District 1, is still in support of passing an ordinance, and his district is the only one which voted for it.
As many of you know, Wisconsin Rapids is strategically positioned near one of the largest and most extensive ATV-UTV trail networks in the state. And by embracing an ordinance that allows these vehicles to legally operate on city streets, we open the door to tremendous economic opportunity.
Palmquist said the people voted against having 12 to 16-year-olds being able to drive ATVs and UTVs in the city.
That question, though, was not, do the citizens of Wisconsin Rapids want this at all?
She's in favor of drafting an ordinance that includes requiring that drivers have a license. Alderperson Dean Veneman, District 2, said that if there were to be a new ordinance, it would need to be significantly different than the one Wisconsin Rapids residents voted against.
Politics these days, 55-45 is a landslide.
Wood County Highway Commissioner Roland Hawk spoke on having ATVs and UTVs on county roads. He was initially against it, but as it proved safe, he has come around to the idea.
But the more we experienced ATVs and UTVs being on our roads, we did not see problems.
All county highways are currently open unless posted. Alderperson Madeline Palmquist made a motion to approve the drafted ordinance with an additional restriction for all operators to have a valid driver's license, as well as having staff review of the ordinance. The motion passed with everyone in favor. It will now move to the Common Council. They'll likely discuss it at their next meeting on January 21st. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
as we go into the weekend. So we're not hanging on to that warmth. And in fact, the next cold snap is going to be worse than the one that we just went through.
And crazy. That's crazy. It is crazy the terms we use, the warm, the cold, all of that. Mm-hmm. Just throws
roller coaster?
You. Yeah, that's another word for it. It's a roller whiplash? Coaster.
Yeah. Whiplash. That's a good one, too.
I can actually feel it in my neck. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you. Have a good morning.
You're welcome. You too.
Best in the business, Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. Good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to have some fun today. Not only do we have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club around the corner, we're also going to be getting into Starbucks closing its doors to non-paying customers, a study about breaks during your workout. I want to get into that one. I think that could be very helpful. And, of course, we have to cover the world's first liquor store wedding chapel. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep, that's the thing.
I kind of feel like I want to come back for that one. I have some thoughts.
We will, before we wrap up this 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by our good friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Wicked Looking forward awesome. To that.
Have some entertainment news for you lined up, including a really cool one from our good friends at Up North News. About 7 books by Wisconsin authors that they are loving this winter.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good one. That should be a fun one. But I want to kick off talking a little bit of food and a little bit of drink and a health hack. And I love these health hacks. I'm a sucker for them. I will wholeheartedly admit I am a sucker for these until I saw this one.
Okay.
This one, I don't know what to think about. And I wanted to bring in people that are smarter than me because this is another thing that I think we need to encourage more and more nowadays. I don't know everything, and neither do you out there. So every once in a while, it isn't so bad to admit that and to just let people that know what they're talking about do the talking.
You chose the right people.
I feel like I did. This is either brilliant or not. I wanted to use the word dumb, but we're not supposed to say dumb anymore.
So I was trying hate to it. Of- I hate it. It makes me sad in all of my happy places.
A woman on TikTok posted a hack that's supposed to make pizza healthier. Right after it's delivered, flip the box upside down and drop it on the floor. It makes a bunch of the grease stick to the top of the box, but it might also ruin your pizza if you're a pepperoni pizza guy like
me. It's going to ruin your pizza. And yeah, now that I watched the video with you just now, I just need to, I don't like commenting on people's appearances, but if you looked in the dictionary for the picture of an almond mom, it's this woman. And so it is no wonder that she's flipping her pizza upside down to cut on the grease.
First off, I have never heard the term almond mom. I've never heard that before.
I can't say that I have either.
I want to know if there are like walnut moms, if there are cashew moms.
Possibly, but the idea is the mom that goes above and beyond to avoid specifically fat and salt and sugar.
Gotcha.
Not the almond shape. Okay, because that's what I was picturing.
No, I'm not talking about the shape of this woman, and the shape is very thin.
I'm all for trying to get healthier and have grease off of pizza, anything that makes, I'm with that.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
There's got to be better ways than dropping it on the floor.
There's got to be. And on top of that, I bet she's dropping it on the floor and still using like 5 napkins at her plate to dab off
the excess grease.
That's what I'm guessing this person is.
Why would the, how could that not be better?
Why are you eating
pizza?
Flipping
it upside down and drop it. That too.
Why are you eating pizza?
Make your own. If you're that worried about on a delivery pizza, you can then control what you put on
it.
Which would be less cheese and less meat to have less grease.
Well, it was a cheese pizza. She's already not putting meat on her pizza.
Yeah, which is unfair if you're going to do this hack, quote-unquote hack. You have to have toppings on it to show that the toppings are going to be on the roof of your pizza box.
It's classic almond mom stuff.
Have you guys ever made your own pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's so much fun.
I worked at a pizza joint for like 3 years.
She made a lot of other people's pizza as well.
Sure did.
This is what I'm talking about. You bring in experts. You bring in people that know what they're talking about.
Yes, and at the end of the day, fat is flavor, guys. Every cook will tell you that. Every chef will tell you that. Fat is flavor. Stop.
And when you make your own, like I said, you can control the toppings that you put on it. And for me, when I make my own, I use non-dairy cheese because then I don't die when I eat pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the greatest pizza I ever had was my Nana, my sister and I made when I was a kid, and we used my Nana's marinara.
Oh, yeah, that would do it.
Oh, man.
That would be so good.
I could just remember it now. It. Every pizza since then has just basically been running for second place. That's all they're doing. And I mentioned bringing Laura in, not only because of her pizza making expertise, but obviously, I would say probably in the building, the biggest Dr. Pepper fan.
Oh, easily.
By far and away.
Maybe the Tri-County area.
And not just the fan, this side of the Mississippi.
I wouldn't go that far. I know people who are worse.
Not just a Dr. Pepper fan, but in part because I bring this up because you've tried all the flavors. You've tried pretty much, they've got a number of different flavors Dr. Pepper has been doing recently. In the last couple of years, they get a vanilla.
And they had a berries and cream.
A strawberry.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they have done it again, and I'm curious to see where people are falling on this one, and I want to hear from you out there as well. 715-424-2600. This February, Dr. Pepper is going to be introducing a new flavor, Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
Heck yeah.
You got to say it like that. Blackberry.
Yeah, I'd drink that.
I would also drink that.
The article that I came across for this at MSN.com, the writer was very ecstatic about this and said that they could probably get rid of all the other Dr. Peppers and just have this one. Without even trying, they haven't even tried it yet.
Oh, that's unfair.
That was the part that I thought was pretty wild. There is Sprite Vanilla Frost. There is Gingerbread Pepsi. There are a number of these. Whether it is these or is chip brands, they're all kind of going around trying different flavors and trying different things here and stuff. I like this idea though. Blackberry, I don't feel like is one of those ones we use very often.
No, but they do have Blackberry at the Taco Bell KFC.
Oh. Mm.
And so I've kind of already had this in a way.
Like it's a flavor shot that you can add in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they have it, I think they specifically have on their menu like I think it's a Sierra Mist or whatever the heck the Pepsi Sprite is now.
the clear soda.
Yeah, that one. With a shot of Blackberry or a Mountain Dew with a shot of Blackberry. And I did ask for it with a Dr. Pepper one time. So I've kind of already had it and highly recommend. It's great.
Yeah. And Blackberry or Black Cherry flavor can be done really well. And then it can be done where it tastes like cough syrup.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's a 50-50 chance here that Dr. Pepper could fail with this one. I really hope they don't, because they've set the bar pretty high with all their flavors.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper cough syrup.
Dr. Pepper is already a mishmash of 23 different... Nice. See what I mean, everybody? Dr. Pepper is already a mishmash of 23 different flavors coming together, so I don't know if that helps this or hurts it or not, but I think that's part of it.
What's one more?
This is going to be a permanent addition to the Dr. Pepper lineup. The flavor comes in both regular, zero, bottle, and can, and it'll drop nationwide next month in February. One quick note about that. These companies, if they're introducing something and they don't say limited time, they feel confident about it.
Yeah.
Whatever that's worth.
Well, it could be because they were testing it at Taco Bell KFC's.
Yeah. There you go.
That's fair.
I don't know. I would try this one. Is there any flavor off the top of your head you can think of that you would like them to try?
For Dr. Pepper specifically?
Sure. Or any soda, really. But Dr. Pepper, I would say, since we're talking about it, that works.
Have they done any citrus flavors, Laura?
I don't think so. There is citrus in it. And I just don't know if more citrus would add.
Yeah, but I don't know either.
I know people who do squeeze a wedge of lime in it, so possibly.
Maybe. I personally, one of the earliest, when I started going to bars, one of the drinks I would get was a Dr. Pepper with amaretto in it.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you like
Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper.
Exactly. Extra pepper.
It's extra doctor. Yeah.
That seems like it has a bit of a smooth bite to it, though. I'd like that.
It's good, and it's really easy to drink, so just beware. Mm.
Yeah. Until they had, consistent vanilla, that was always my answer, was a vanilla Dr. Pepper, because I knew I would love it.
Mm.
And that's still my favorite. It's the cream soda one. It's not actually vanilla, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I like the strawberry one warm actually.
That's not chilled. Blasphemous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely yeah. not going to heat up my Dr. Pepper. I'm sorry.
No. Not heated. Yeah. Just room temperature.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. I almost always drink it at room temperature because it has
a better flavor. You can taste the strawberry more when it's at room temperature versus when it's chilled.
I do like the idea, though, of Melissa putting her soda in the microwave just to warm it up a little bit.
And just hearing me scream from the other side of town.
On the Kitchens Open on Monday, Beth had a Dr. Pepper mulled drink.
That's true.
Like, I would want to try it. I don't know about adding more brown sugar to Dr. Pepper, but, you know, I mean, I'm game.
Yeah, it hurt my feelings. I didn't like thinking about it.
We want to send a quick shout out to Pam Hilke, the heart of WFHR. She sent in a note. Greg Gack, who was a former program director here at WFHR for many years, and one of my first program director here at WFHR, actually, was a big Dr. Pepper fan as well. Hmm. I didn't know that. I knew a lot about...
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
Yes.
Knew a couple things about Greg. One of the better voices and better timed people on radio. Incredibly crafted and just a natural at this job.
It must be a Dr. Pepper thing.
Also... also, I've never seen anybody be able to smoke a cigarette faster in my life. I've never, like, ooh, we would have 2 minute breaks.
That is also a Dr. Pepper thing.
That man dragged me outside, was able to yell at me while also smoking a whole cigarette in a 2 minute and 30 second break. Like, it was impressive.
That's Olympic level smoking. Well done.
I told him right afterwards, Greg, I'm listening to you. I want to get better at this and learn from you. And at the same time, I'm blown away by what you just did. I told him right out. I couldn't believe it. Misty Greg. Oh, Greg, also a big Columbus Blue Jackets fan. That, too. I remember that,
good
too.
To note.
A big, he's an Ohio guy, so.
Okay.
We will take a time out. We will come back. Laura, thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Laura.
Melissa, I'll be back with El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with some light snow possible this afternoon. It will get a little breezy, too, by later today. Our high 21, the wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly cloudy, 32. We'll get to 35 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, and it's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. And now. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks for joining us for this. And we encourage you to make your day even better by heading over to El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
And have an excellent breakfast.
Good stuff over there. They're serving a Polish sausage skillet on or steak and eggs. Steak and eggs is just such a classic.
Hearty breakfast.
It's a really good one. And great lunch, of course, for you as well. Happy Wednesday to our friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today.
Mm-hmm.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. We want a big list of local birthdays and anniversaries. You can email them to us, info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. Or if you have the Civic Media app, it's an easy one or two button dialing.
Yeah, we love hearing from you, everybody. Go ahead and call up and join us. Let's dive right in. And Melissa, you can take the segment off. We've got our qualifier already.
Sweet.
But we do want to wish a very happy birthday to my cousin, Sherry Maloff Huffman.
Oh, happy birthday, Sherry.
She's awesome. My cousin Sherry is awesome. You would love her. Melissa, I have no doubt in the world that she would get along with everybody in this. Maybe better than you get along with me. She's just a heck of a person. And wishing her a great one. Enjoy your day, cuz. Talk to you a little bit later. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Wendy Bates.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Enjoy the day, Wendy. We hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see here. Skrillex is 37. 8,000 beats per minute producer responsible for tons of electronica music. He's been around for a little while now, too. Over 10 years, I would say, at least.
Okay.
He's good. He's a very good DJ. Very good producer. And I love, like a lot of electronic music, the layers to it. He does a really good job with that.
Cool.
Pitbull is 44. En Fuego. Hip-hop superstar, huge artist around. And whether you think, well, you might, if you're, you know, listening out there and you're like, well, I think I've heard of Pitbull. I don't know him that well. I'm talking about the world. Like, there is a big difference. Taylor Swift is a perfect example. Taylor Swift is a huge star and a pretty big star around the world, a little bit bigger here and in other pockets of the world. Then you have a guy like Bad Bunny, who is gigantic everywhere. Everywhere. Like Latin America. Like, he is three times what Taylor Swift is in almost every Latin American country you can think of. It's a little bit like where we think, okay, Tom Brady or LeBron James, they're big stars. They're huge. They're famous around the world. And then you look at like Messi or Ronaldo or some of these soccer stars, and they dwarf them. They just dwarf them. Pitbull is that kind of star where it just like is big. He's big here. He's gigantic around the world. Mr. Worldwide is what they call him. And real quick note on, and I'm not even, I couldn't name you like two Pitbull songs. I just happen to know some stuff about the guy because he's from Miami and I work with and talk to a lot of people in the Florida area.
Well, he's touring right now. He'll be in Las Vegas later this month, and then in February he'll be in Ireland.
And I don't know where I would put him. I wouldn't, you know, probably put him in the top 100 rappers of all time or anything, but Pitbull has something that no rapper has, a stadium named after him. FIU University is their stadium. He bought the naming rights for it this year, and it's Pitbull Stadium. That's just, you know what? If I had that kind of money, I could see doing something like that.
Sure,
I can see it. I can see it. Howie Day is 44, Australian singer with the song Collide. That was a good hit. Mm-hmm. That was a good song.
Yeah.
One of the better quarterbacks I've ever seen, and one of the big, maybe the best quarterback ever out of the Big Ten. Drew Brees is 46 today. New Orleans Saints former quarterback and former quarterback at Purdue University. The great, the wonderful Regina King is 54 today. Sandra Palmer on 24. She was in Jerry Maguire, Miss Congeniality. Just a great actress. Great actress, great voice actress, too.
Oh, I had to look her up because I couldn't remember from the name, but yes, absolutely.
Really enjoy her work. Great actor. Mario Van Peebles is 68. New Jack City director who got to play Malcolm X in Ali. He's a Columbia University grad, but he graduated in a degree in economics, which is a little interesting. He comes from his father, Melvin Van Peebles, was one of the most influential and important directors of the 70s and the 60s, 70s, 80s. Did a lot of black exploitation films, but did them differently. And Mario was no different. Mario Van Peebles was one of my favorite actors and directors when I was growing up. A really interesting and very important career. And we look at some people no longer with us, like Lloyd Bridges, born in this day in 1913, father of Beau and Jeff Bridges, one of the superstars of Airplane and Airplane 2. Some of the better facial expressions you will see in comedy were done by Lloyd Bridges.
Yeah, he had a very expressive face.
Yeah. Ronnie Van Zant, born in this day in 1948, passed away in 77. Lead singer of Leonard Skinner. Of course, tons of hits from Skinner over the years. Van Zant not given a lot of credit for his songwriting, but if you go back and watch, and you have a chance to watch any Leonard Skinner performances, heck of a showman. Heck of a show. Great MC. Great working with the audience, working the crowd. Just a really good MC and a very good writer as well. And of course, if you have not heard already, we wish to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday today. Born in 1929, passed away in 1968. I have a quote that I read every year on his birthday that I feel is an important one, and one that hits very close home to me. And one my papa told me this one when I was a kid. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. So, good line. Good line.
It is. And it tells you a lot about a person.
Yeah. And I think that that's something that every day I'm working at being better at, and I have been since I was about 8, 9 years old. A work in progress. I'm a work in progress. No, no. We're all a work in progress. Anybody tells you, you know what, I'm done growing in life? I don't know about that.
That's a bit of a red flag.
Yeah. We wish a very happy birthday again to Wendy Bates.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Enjoy your day, Wendy. And again, get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Just heard from some listeners over the past weekend and actually just the other day how much they appreciate this segment. Let our friends at El Cafe know how much you appreciate the segment. Head on over there. Mention it to them when you're ordering your meal and buy local and support local while you're at it.
And you'll have a darn good meal.
Yeah, yeah. I had check it out over there. You may even run in the mail.
I'm kidding. I like to go there a lot. It's great food, and the people are awesome.
It's a great place. And join our friends over at El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Melissa and I will take a quick commercial break, get to our news, sports, and check in with our partners. And we'll come back, and we're going to have some fun talking about, where is that here? Starbucks closing its doors. Maybe not that much fun there. But we do have some fun topics for you coming up, and we got to get into this first liquor store wedding chapel.
yes, we do.
We will get into that before the end of the hour. We'll also be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. It's all coming up on the morning show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers says he's working to reform gun laws in Wisconsin. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tolme Olson explains.
The governor says he'll be looking at things like red flag laws, expanding background checks, and gun storage laws. In 2019, Evers called lawmakers to a special session to address gun violence. Republican leaders famously called the legislature into session and immediately adjourned, gaveling in and gaveling out, something they've done multiple times since. Now, since Evers took office, state Democrats have proposed at least 30 bills they say would make Wisconsin safer. But none of them have passed because Republicans haven't supported them and they have control of the legislature. Evers signed an executive order creating the Office of Violence Prevention, surrounded by advocates and leaders. Here's the big question. Can he get Republicans on board?
Just weeks after a school shooting took the lives of a student and an educator who never returned home, common sense gun safety reform and reducing crime and gun violence must finally be a shared priority that transcends politics and partisanship. Reducing crime and violence should be an issue that receives earnest bipartisan support this session.
To create this new Office of Violence Prevention, Evers used $10 million from leftover federal funding to get it started. But going forward, it'll need money allocated in the state budget to keep it going, and that is up to the legislature.
Culver's announced yesterday that its fundraising efforts for Abundant Life Christian School following the deadly shooting in December totaled to $165,000. 80 locations participated in the fundraiser and are donating a portion of their January 6 sales to benefit families impacted by the shooting. The funds will go directly from the restaurants to the United Way of Dane County's Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks topple the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks took command in the first quarter and beat the Sacramento Kings 130-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo with his 50th career triple-double on getting off to a fast start.
We had like a pace about us, I think, in the first quarter. And we were just making shots, too. I think we scored like 45 points, 47 points in the first light. So that's good.
In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 70-68. That was Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Marquette on the road in Chicago went into overtime with DePaul, but pulled out an 85-83 win over the Blue Demons. In the NFL, Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements announcing he's decided to retire. He is 71 years old. Running back A.J. Dillon says he'll return stronger than ever. Dillon spent all of last season on IR with a neck stinger. He's set to become a free agent. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Donald Trump's inaugural committee has received $170 million in contributions, and it's expected to reach $200 million, almost double his 2017 total. Yes, the contributions pay for inaugural balls, but inaugural funds are also a vehicle for corporate pay-to-play contributions, currying favor for federal contracts, lenient legislation, or access to the president. The Associated Press reported January 9th that the totals were far beyond President Trump's $107 million in 2017 and President Biden's $62 million in 2021. The Federal Election Commission oversees inaugural contributions, and any donation of $200 or more must be reported. But 90 days after the contribution is made and long after the spotlight is gone. There are no individual or corporate contribution limits, and only foreign nationals are barred from donating. Among the known 2024 inaugural donors, Amazon, Meta, OpenAI, Toyota, Ford, General Motors, and Boeing all made public statements when they donated $1 million each. Energy company Chevron said in a statement to Reuters, "Chevron has a long tradition of celebrating democracy by supporting the inaugural committees of both parties." Or perhaps they're sending a message to someone. We have more on the pay-to-play history of inaugurations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit LakelandCareInc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
On the way, Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us. I got an interesting voicemail about I don't have to worry about paying any taxes. Also, who is coming in on H-1B visas? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with some light snow possible this afternoon. It will get a little breezy, too, by later today. Our high 21, the wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly cloudy, 32. We'll get to 35 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We're going to be joined real soon by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Going to be looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. We got other good things lined up for you. We'll get into that wedding chapel liquor store in a little bit. But I wanted to start right here. Get into this one, Melissa, because I think this is noteworthy. Starbucks wants customers to stick around and hang out for a while like they used to in the old days. The problem is the cafes are packed with people who are not drinking their coffee and eating their overpriced food. And I'd like to add overpriced coffee. Several years ago, Starbucks launched an open door policy, but that that filled many locations with homeless people or unhoused people and other non-paying customers who spend all day there working remotely, reading books and writing screenplays. So Starbucks just released a new code of conduct, which will be posted on their door. It says Starbucks spaces are for use by our partners and customers. That includes our cafes, patios, blah, blah, blah. The goal is to create a welcoming environment. They will also be cracking down on bad behavior, including noisy disruptions, abusive and threatening language, vaping and smoking, panhandling, all the above. They say any non-paying guests who misuse their spaces will be asked to leave, and if needed, staff will may ask to help the law enforcement involved.
Hmm.
There is no, we have an issue with unhoused homes, unhoused people in mm-hmm. this country. We have since as long as we've had a country, really. It has gotten much, much worse mm-hmm. in the last decade, whether it is the housing crisis, the pandemic, or even what's going on with wet natural disasters. Mm-hmm. Right now, one of my oldest friends, him and his father are homeless right now. They don't have anything. They're just one of thousands in that right. situation. So this is before all of that, let alone you tack on these things. Mm-hmm. And I wholeheartedly admit that this is an important topic to me. This is one of my passion projects, mm-hmm. and I care very deeply about it. But I will say that for one of the biggest, most expensive companies in the world to be going so out of their way to not only not open their doors, but just to make darn sure that, hey, everybody, we are not welcoming you. Like, there's a mm-hmm. way of doing this and a way of wording this that I feel like, one, on a PR level, you can get away with. You can smooth things over. You can do well, mm-hmm. Which you would think a company that has this much money would have enough marketing people to be able to figure that out. Mm-hmm. But also, I think on the other side of that, there's another PR part of this. And it comes yeah. back to the gray area in life where you allow things to happen that maybe you're not allowing to happen. You know, and you show your goodwill to your communities through it. I'm mm-hmm. not saying that coffee shops or Starbucks should be a place for unhoused people to go. But I am saying that if that's somewhere they need to go, it's better than nothing. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes that's the options. and Starbucks was one of the few places that was still allowing this, which I actually it was the first time in my life I actually thought, oh, Starbucks actually cares about people. Like, but they don't. They just proved it once again. And if you don't think that I'm right here, go ahead and look into what Starbucks puts any money into, what they do, what good they do in your communities, what good they do anywhere that there is a Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Now, I talk a lot about businesses and conglomerates. One of them that I don't talk much about is McDonald's, because McDonald's, there is a McDonald's pretty much everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every single one of those puts back into their community. Mm-hmm. For whatever you want to say about McDonald's, and I've known quite a few people who have worked at McDonald's, and some have liked it, some haven't. I think that's any job. One thing you can't deny, McDonald's does put back into their communities, very similar to Culver's and other companies that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And I think they need to be highlighted when they do.
And this, they do pay a decent wage.
Yeah. This is not one of them. This is a company that is almost reveled in the fact that they don't do these things. And yet, they're the biggest show in town when it comes to coffee. People have no problem taking a mortgage out on their house to go buy a cup of coffee there. and they just get away with it. And they get away with it because people can just keep on buying them because they got to have the Starbucks cup. I got to make sure everybody sees me with my Starbucks cup. It's not a coffee unless it has a Starbucks logo on it and everything. Like they get away. They keep taking our money and they don't do a darn thing with it, but make themselves richer. And that's business 101. We all know what we sign up for in this.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that the businesses that that should profit and should do well should also care about their communities.
And put back into their communities. And if they're going out of their way, I mean, what's next? Are they going to put spikes on their seats?
Yeah, yeah.
Or like after you sit for 15, 20 minutes, is the seat going to like fall down and drop you on the floor? Like, yeah. What's next?
There's a particular Starbucks in San Francisco that I did visit from time to time, and I think about that one in particular, where it was filled with people, but they did allow, especially in the San Francisco area, they had a big problem with that. It's gotten even worse now. But when it came to that place, what I would like to do, if I had the kind of money, even if I don't have the money, what I'd like to do, I would like to go to a major city, Madison, Milwaukee, one of these big cities that has a Starbucks, go to their most popular Starbucks, and I want to go around that town and find as many unhoused people as I can and give them $20-$30, because I'm pretty sure that's what a cup of coffee costs there. and just let them all, here's money, go buy some coffee. And I want just a revolving door of homeless people, of unhoused people coming in and out of that Starbucks. And I want to do this. I want this to be like a flash mob. I want this done in Chicago, in L.A., in New York. I would love to see that. It is never going to happen. It will never happen. One, I don't have that money. And more so, nobody's going to do this with me. And I may be on an island on this one. And I don't care. This stuff matters. And if you were unhoused right now in this weather or going through, or maybe you've done everything, quote unquote, right in life, and then a wildfire happens. And you lose everything. Any of these situations, you'd want somebody looking out for you. You'd want somebody fighting for you. And nobody is, now, especially in these situations. These kind of things happen, and we just kind of skate on by. Okay, yeah, I'll go get my cup of coffee from Starbucks anyway. Like, there should be some accountability to these things. Again, I am not saying that Starbucks, they're a coffee shop. They're right. not a food bank. Nor should they be. But there is gray area in life. And I think that gray area oftentimes can be where not only profit can be made, but goodwill can be made.
Mm-hmm. And they're one of the few places that offers internet. You know, for people who don't have internet, you can go there and use theirs. You know, where's another place that you can do that? Public libraries.
Yeah.
We should be focusing our attention and energy on the places in our communities that do address some of these societal issues that we have. We have to acknowledge them. They exist. And if we don't do anything about them, they're not going to get better. They're only going to get worse.
If you feed a fish, if you teach a man to fish, if you give a man a fish, eats one day. Teach a man to fish, eats for a lifetime.
Yeah,
it's an old phrase. It's a true one though, and it speaks very loudly when it comes to the unhoused. Say we take every community, especially rural communities, have at least one or two, if not many, buildings that are abandoned. Nothing going on there. Nobody wants to pay the back rent or whatever the case might be, so that building isn't doing nothing. What would be the harm in putting some city funding and opening that up for people at night and letting them sleep in there? Now, is that going to be cheap? Probably not. But guess what? Say there's five people in that building, and you help those five people get on their feet. I'm not saying a handout. I'm saying a hand up. You help them get on their feet. That becomes five new taxpayers in your community. That are bringing down your taxes, that are helping your economy, helping your community, working jobs that oftentimes a lot of you out there don't want to work. You can see what I'm doing here. This isn't rocket science I'm talking about.
Well, it's not like these things haven't been tried in other countries and found to be a good way to help improve their society. So it's not like we can't look at this happening elsewhere and say, you know what, that is a good idea. Let's try it here. Why not?
You can look it up yourselves. The companies that put back into their communities survive, they thrive, they do better, and the employees, a lot happier. Like our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. They do
yes,
that
indeed.
All the time. We are evidence of that every day, every week. We are joined now by our good friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing. Phil, how you doing?
And really well. Another professionally done segue.
I took a class at Mid-State. I took a class. I did. Phil, how are things over at the shop?
Oh, really well. I was trying. You know, we have some great big windows in front of our shop, so I'm trying to keep McKenna warm. The cold on
it's
those
chilly.
Windows. Yeah, it gives off a. Gonna have to go buy some space heaters here pretty quick for her up front.
Phil, we had some great friends in over the last couple of weeks, and yesterday Promise was in from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and a shout out to our chamber. We appreciate them. We were talking about the swear shirts from Wham Incorporated, and want to congratulate you not only on the success of those shirts, but Wham Incorporated being the business of the month over at the chamber.
Woohoo!
We are the investor of the month. Yeah, we have
investor of the month. Yes.
We have a little sign that they give you, a little one of those fold-out sandwich boards, but it hasn't got out of my little lobby because I can't step outside, so.
It's too cold.
Wait, you can actually hear it in Phil's voice. Like, I ain't going out there.
It's still cold. We had a customer right this morning from Minocqua, and it was minus 18. on the way to deliver.
Yeah.
An awkward morning. So, yeah, stay warm, everybody. But, no, we're doing good. Luckily, when the printers get going, they warm the place up. So we're counting on keep getting orders in so we can keep the heat on in here.
Oh, that's a great way. See, keep them busy, everybody, so they can keep warm over there. That's a great. that's good marketing right there, Phil. Mm-hmm. That is smart. We do want to shout out our Wisconsin Rapids Chamber of Commerce and the great work that they do and the Investor of the Month thing that they do every month. I encourage you to be a part of the chamber, like our friends at Quality Post Printing and WAM Incorporated. And as we're talking about WAM Incorporated, Phil, do want to remind everybody we are all looking for hometown heroes.
Yeah, keep them coming in. And we got a couple more that good ideas. So hopefully we can keep this going here and we'll keep bringing the ideas and we'll make it happen. But it's pretty neat to be able to give some pats on the back to some people that deserve it. So in our community. So please, you know, if you have an idea for a hero, please bring them into us.
Yeah, and with that, you not only get your face on a T-shirt and everything, get some notoriety from the community, but you'll join us on the air here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best thing.
Yes, that's a fun part of it. We enjoy that part, certainly. We enjoy having you in studio. Phil will be back in studio with us shortly. We're looking forward to
once
that.
Once it warms up.
Yeah. Yes. But Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Well, you've been leading up to it. You've been hinting at it the whole time here. So the Wicked Awesome Word this week is kudize.
Ooh, kudize.
K-U-D-I-Z-E. It's kind of it's an off form of kudos, I think, because it means to give honors to praise.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
So to kudize someone is to lift them up.
I love that word. Oh, kudize. Oh, that is a good word. Why are we not using that word more? That's a great word. That's a good one, Phil. I like that. Kudize.
That came off one of my three or four word of the day calendars I got for Christmas, so...
Nice.
That thing is paying for itself, man. That is a great calendar. That is a great calendar. Phil, that's a great word. We appreciate it. I do appreciate all the work and you joining us. And just real quick before we go, any fun projects you're working on? We just had a couple of new members of the Rafters on the air with us the other day. I know that they are getting their schedule all set up and some other things going on in town.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Head of the Rafters was just here yesterday because he's got some new ideas for promotions this summer that I'm going to let him talk, bring them out with time. But he's got some really cool ideas to get the crowd involved at the games that we're going to help with here with WAM and with Quality Plus Printing. So pretty cool stuff, and I'm looking forward to that. They do a great job. I mean, what a blessing to have basically a minor league baseball team sitting right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
And the effort they put into helping our community have fun at the games, I don't know.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's really, I bet when you got in the printing game, Phil, you didn't know you were going to get inside information about your Rafters and things like that. That's pretty cool. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I know. It is really cool. That's part of the fun of having this business is you get to see new businesses coming in that are starting, like when we do business cards or forms or brochures for new businesses. We talked last week about the Edge, the cool business. Businesses like that are starting up in our community and trying to provide a new service or a new product. Mm-hmm. And really need to learn about that. And you talked about the chamber, and I stay as involved with the chamber as I can, not only because it helps my business to network with other businesses, but just because, again, it's giving back to the community and what they're trying to do to help new businesses come here and stay here and get their word out. So, yeah, a lot of things like that. We just printed the chamber's annual meeting invitations that they're sending out to the community, that's coming up in March. So, we work a lot with the chamber, so we're very proud of that relationship, too.
Right on. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, Phil. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah, thanks so much, James. You guys take care and stay warm out there.
Yeah, you too.
You too, Phil. Appreciate our friends over at Quality Post Printing. Visit them today at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to follow them on Facebook as well. It's a great follow. Buy local, support local, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday for you next week right here on WFHR.
Step into the new year with a fresh style crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and WAM Incorporated.
Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with some light snow possible this afternoon. It will get a little breezy, too, by later today. Our high 21, the wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, breezy, mostly cloudy, 32. We'll get to 35 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 9 below.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody. Big shout out to our friends over at Quality Post Printing, getting your words out here on Wisconsin Rapids. Visit them on A Street South today and be listening every Wednesday for a wicked awesome word.
Pay attention to their sign. It's a good read.
It really is. Yeah, good note. Yeah, yeah. The first wedding chapel located inside a liquor store just opened in New Orleans. And the store is called Chuck's. And the venue itself is called Chuck's Chapel.
Oh, that's so perfect.
They put in a small stage with a couple church pews and a stained glass window. It's right next to the refrigerated section where they sell 40s.
You sent me this, though, and I looked at the picture. It actually, it's charming.
It is kind of charming, isn't it? It is. I was kind of doing a bit of a mislead with this one, everybody, because it may sound on paper like a horrible idea, but it actually isn't so bad.
It's cute. It's cute. It's got brick walls, and then the stained glass window has a frame, you know, around it with trees on the bottom and the stained glass on the top. It's cute.
The first couple got married last weekend, and the office officiant was an Elvis impersonator, so, you know, that kind of fits. The groom said he and his new wife decided to go for it because they both, quote, love to drink.
Well, there you go.
Wedding packages start at $500, and they have a tasting room big enough to host a small reception of 20 people.
Nice.
That's not so bad. And I gotta say, they definitely put in some work into this, you know. There's some effort put into this one, but yeah. I want to actually talk to these store owners and creators, like where this came from, like where this idea came from. Because it's one thing to say, hey, you can get married here, and then you just have, like, I don't know, you have a little section or something. Melissa's not kidding. Like, they went all out on this. Whatever room they had, they used for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got one little pew, or it looks like two. The other one's kind of cut off, but it looks like there's one on the side and one on the front for your guests to sit. I mean, and what do you need for a wedding? You need two witnesses, right?
Yeah.
So there's plenty of space for that. And then they also, maybe this was a combined, one partner wanted a liquor store. The other partner wanted a wedding venue. So they, you know, let's do both.
You know, I was going to say, $500 ain't cheap, but it's a lot cheaper
it's
than someone.
Yeah, heck of a lot cheaper than most wedding venues.
And I would say that, and I don't know if I'm wording this well or not, but I would say that if you angle the camera right, you're not even going to know it's a liquor store.
Yes.
Like if you as far as wedding pictures and some of that, I'm just thinking there's so many people, especially young couples out there, that I hate to think of a young couple spending money that they don't have on a wedding when they could be going to other things. Something like
spending
this.
Spending it on their trip for their honeymoon.
Yeah. Something with this, not only do you get a good story, but you can get some good pictures still and everything.
Absolutely. And you don't have to spend a whole lot of money trucking in kegs for your reception because they're already there.
Yeah, and to each their own. I mean, if you've been dreaming of you got a dream wedding in mind and you've been thinking about it since you were a little kid, I'm a foolish romantic, man. I'm all for that. But I do think that it's just as romantic, the story that you create as a couple. It's the romance is on you guys. You're the romance. You're the ones that create it. It doesn't matter the situation or the setting. My mom and dad got married at a courthouse. And I mean, they've been together for over 45 years. There's a million couples out there that could probably call up right now and tell us that, you know, how they got married in a similar way, but they're still together. I don't know that it necessarily matters any more than, you know, what you guys have between each other.
Right. And the story is always fun, no matter what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I love wedding stories. I'll admit, I got to say, I don't know if this is obvious or not. I love weddings. I love going to weddings. It's fun. I especially like going to weddings where I you know, you're a friend of the bride or groom or something like that. You don't really have a lot of responsibilities. You're just kind of hanger on.
Just there as a guest.
Yeah, you're just sitting there eating your popcorn, observing. It's fun. It's fun. I like weddings. This is a fun idea. I don't know. I think it's a fun idea. I don't know who's going to take advantage of it or not, but they already seem to be doing pretty well. They have a waiting list.
I believe it, honestly. So. Most wedding venues do have a waiting list anyway, but really, when you look at the picture, it's cute. Yeah, it's a cute little venue.
It's not bad. And it shows, too, you can never judge a story by its cover. You know, you got to read more than headlines.
Yeah.
Speaking of studies, a study at the University of Milan found that taking breaks during your workout makes you burn more calories. This is really important, I think. They had people climb stairs and walk on a treadmill. They either went for 4 minutes at a time or did ultra short bursts 10 seconds at a time. It turned out the 10-second bursts burned more calories, up to 60% more.
Wow.
The catch in both workout sessions covered the same distance. In other words, you'll burn more calories if you walk a mile and take a bunch of breaks during it. But because of all the breaks, it takes a little longer to cover the mile, so not enough people do this. They want to get their workout in. I got to get my hour workout in, so it's got to be in exactly an hour, so they won't take the breaks because they got to get the time in. This is hopefully teaching us that actually doesn't do you as much good as taking breaks.
Interesting.
The more practical thing to do is to just let yourself take regular breaks when you're working out and don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
That's actually helping your body. It's part of the workout. You don't feel bad about stretching. You don't feel bad about warming up first. If you're not warming up before you jump into a workout, you gotta. Yeah, I'm not just talking stretching. I work on my punching bag for 5 minutes to 10 minutes, depending on the mood I'm in. Be honest. Sometimes it's a 10-minute session, otherwise it's a great. It gets my blood pumping. And then I take a good couple minute breaks, and I sometimes make myself hit the timer, and I 2 to 3 minute break, get back into it, do some push-ups, some sit-ups, whatever it is. Again, about a 30 to a 2 minute break in between. Now, this is something my dad taught me when I was a kid. I don't know if my father knew this. I don't know if he knew about the calories thing or anything, but it isn't. It is really good for your heart. It's really good for your metabolism, or not your metabolism. I'm sorry, your adrenaline.
And it burns more calories.
Yeah. They compared it to how a car uses more gas to get up to speed. Once you're already going 60, it's more fuel efficient.
Yeah, that makes total sense then. So it's the getting going.
Yeah.
That burns the calories, not the staying going.
The reason it works is our bodies burn more calories when it's gearing up for exercise. Once you get going, it settles in.
Yeah. Interesting.
And so many people are working out to lose weight. Here is a key factor of that. To give your body a break in those workouts.
Yep. And then get going again because you'll burn more calories.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a, I would think it's a beautiful thing to learn, you know? Like, wait a minute, you mean taking a break is a good thing in my workout? That's all right. Yeah, I can do that.
And for some, the break is, you know, like the walk maybe. So you're going for a run, slow down for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And just walk. Yeah. And then get back up to speed again to go faster to get going and burn more calories.
And of course, pace yourself. Yep. Like we do on the show here. We will take a quick time out. We'll check in with some CBS news and local news, and we'll come back. We'll get into some entertainment, and we got some other fun ones for you lined up, like modern trends people will regret in 10 years. The Morning Show, WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. Wildfire weary Southern Californians on high alert again with a dangerous wind advisory back in effect today. The death toll is up to 25. CAL FIRE's Robert Foxworthy says they've begun looking for 30 people missing.
Going to every individual structure and searching it, looking for hazards, possibly searching for any victims that may not have made it out of the fire.
A confirmation hearing's beginning right now for Donald Trump's choice for attorney general. CBS's Nicole Killian says one of the big questions for Pam Bondi will be
if she will go after the president-elect's opponent.
Inflation's ticked up again, with consumer prices rising 2.9% in December. Silver lining, CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The shelter index was up by 4.6% from a year ago. That is the smallest annual increase since January of 2022. That's very good news.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.